Good morning. Today we're beginning the next Masechta, Megillah. We are obviously starting in the beginning. We're on Daf Beis, and a couple of introductory words into the Masechta, and then we begin. So first of all, Masechta dedicated to a Yontov, which is Midrabanan. So there are a number of Yontovs that are Daraisa, and here Masechta Yuma, sorry, in Seder Yuma. So we've been covering a Masechta that covers every one of the Yamim Tovim, notable exception to Shavuos. But outside of that, every Yontov gets its own Masechta. And understandably, every Yontov has got a collection of mitzvahs that apply to them. And Shavuos that doesn't have any mitzvahs connected to it, so there's no Masechta to that. But in other words, the generic Beitz Yontov Masechta applies to all the Yamim Tovim, obviously Shavuos included. But regardless, nevertheless, every din d'oraisa, every yontov d'oraisa gets a masechta. What about the yontovs that are midrabanan? So they get masechtas. Well, that's half true. There are two yontovs, so to say, that are midrabanan, and that would be Hanukkah and that would be Purim. So Purim gets a masechta. Hanukkah does not get a masechta. Okay, lengthy discussion in terms of why Hanukkah doesn't get a Masechta, but we're going to bypass that discussion, and we're going to be just focusing on Purim. Purim is going to get its own Masechta. Probably part of the reason why Purim gets its own Masechta is because Purim also has a Sefer in Tanakh. And so with that Sefer in Tanakh, so there are plenty of opportunities for drushas, which, by the way, you talk about an introductory point to the Masechta. So we're going to be spending a lot of time regarding the Pesukim here in the Megillah, and the Gemara is going to be doing a lot of darshaning. So that's something to look forward to, but probably that's why there is a Masechta dedicated to that. There are four Pesukim here in the Masechta. So really, in terms of which of the Pesukim we're going to be focusing on, Purim as a Yontiv and also the Megillah itself, so only the first two Pesukim. The first two Pesukim, the Masechta, half the Masechta, in terms of Mishnayos, are going to be dedicated to Purim. What about the third and fourth prakim? So that's dedicated to other halachas. Kedushas, basic nesets, the halachas regarding Kriya Sefer Torah. So that's going to be included over here in Megillah as well. So the truth of the matter is, even though the Masechta is Megillah, but really half of it is not about Megillah. Half of it really has more to do with Shul and Laning. But okay, that's the second half of the Masechta, which we're going to go to. Okay, there's a lot of Gemara coming up in today's daf, and I'm going to be reading really quickly, and I apologize on the front end. However, there's also general assumptions that are made that you got to know the Pesukim in the Megillah. So it happens to be that I do have the privilege of learning the Megillah, so I have some familiarity with the Pesukim. But really, I'm going to go through the Gemara as if you knew the Pesukim, and so that's just an apology for reading too fast, and a general assumption that we're making, and that is that you know the Pesukim. With that stated, let's begin. The first parak over here is going to be focusing on the mitzvah of Kriyas Megillah. So there are a number of mitzvahs that are associated with the day of Purim itself, but we're going to be focusing on the mitzvah of Kriya. The mitzvah of Kriya is that there's a responsibility requirement for everyone, men and women. We're going to be talking a little bit later on in the Masechta that this mitzvah is for women as well. For men and women have a mitzvah to read / hear the Megillah. And so when do you read the Megillah? So you open up a Sefer Megillah, meaning the actual Megillah itself, and the instructions are pretty clear. Not precise, but pretty clear in that there's a mitzvah to read on the 14th. There's something to do with the 15th, which we're going to clarify in the course of today's daf. But in other words, the mitzvah of Kriyas Megillah is to take place on the 14th. Later, not today, but coming up a couple days from now, we're going to be talking about the mitzvah to read both at the night and in the morning of, but that comes up later on. Right now, we're just going to be establishing what's the date to read the Megillah. So if you open up the Megillah, it says to read on the 14th. However, as we're going to be discussing over the course of this morning, there are additional days in which you're going to be reading the Megillah. There's also going to be the 15th, and there's also going to be the 13th and the 12th and the 11th. How does all that come up? So that's coming up in our Masechta, that's coming up in our Mishnah. Let's get underway. Megillah Nikrei. So when is Megillah going to be read? Which days of Adar are they going to be read? B'yadav, B'yadbez, B'gimel, B'yadav, B'tesvav. So anywhere within the range of from days 11 to day 15 of Adar. Lo pachos v'lo yasar. It can't be any less than that. It can't be any more than that. Meaning, less and more, not the right words over here. Can't be any earlier, can't be any later. Meaning it has to be within that range. And now the Mishnah over here is going to be a little bit clear about who's reading on what days. So any walled city where the wall was around the city going all the way back to Yeshua ben Nun, so then they're going to be reading on the 15th. Kfarim v'ayaros gedolos korim b'yadalad. So the villages and large cities over here is just another way of describing non-walled cities. So they're going to be reading on the 14th day of Adar. Ella, so now, even though principally the Megillah is going to be read on the 14th, with notable exception to the Wall City Zohar reading on the 15th. However, Ella, Shekvar Makdim, Liyam HaKnisa. So the villagers are going to be able to read earlier to Yom HaKnisa. Yom HaKnisa is a reference to the Monday or Thursday that precedes the 14th day of Adar. Monday and Thursday are market days, but they're also court days. In other words, the courts convene on Monday and Thursday. It's part of Takanas Ezra. That court should meet on Mondays and Thursdays. Mondays and Thursdays in general are Yemei Hadin. That's true both in Shemayim and down here as well. Right? On another occasion, maybe I'll elaborate on that. But anyway, it's the courts are open on Mondays and Thursdays. Let's just leave it at that. And as a result of that, consequently, people are all going into the cities on Monday and Thursday, and so a dispensation is given to the B'nai HaKfarim, to the villages, in which they can go ahead and they can read on the Monday and Thursday that preceded the 14th day of Adar, which could be anywhere within the range of either the 11th, 12th, or 13th day of Adar, as the Mishnah itself is now going to spell out. Ketzad. How does all this work? Chalios Yidal B'sheni. So here the Mishnah now is going to go through every permutation. Now, most of what the Mishnah is about to tell us, we could figure out. Meaning, once we're given the formula of the Monday or the Thursday before the 14th, we could figure most of this out. As we'll see, however, there are going to be a couple of points where we need the Mishnah to spell it out. Anyway, the Mishnah is going to go through every scenario. Chalios Yudal B'sheni. So let's say the 14th comes out on a Monday. So Kfarim Vayaris Gedolos Kfarim B'Yom. So now you're going to have the villages and the big cities reading on that day, meaning on that Monday. Mukafes Chama Lamacha. And then the Mukafes Chama are going to be reading on the 15th, the following day, Tuesday. Next. So let's say that the 14th falls out either on a Tuesday or on a Wednesday. So Kfarim Makdim Liyam HaKnisa. So the Kfarim are now able to read on the preceding Monday, which could either be the 12th or the 13th, right? If you're following the calendar. And Vayaris Gedolos Kfarim Baba Yom. Now the large cities are going to be reading on the 14th, whether it falls out either on a Tuesday or on a Wednesday. Umukafet Chama Lamachar. And the wall cities are going to be reading the following day, either Wednesday or Thursday, whatever day is the 15th. Chalios bechamishi. Now let's say that the 14th falls out on a Thursday. So Kfarim Vayaris Gedolos Kfarim Baba Yom. So the villages and the big cities are going to be reading on Thursday. Umukafet Chama Lamachar. And the wall cities are going to be reading the next day, which is Friday. Chalios Erev Shabbos. Now let's say it falls out on Erev Shabbos. So the 14th day falls out on a Friday. So Kfarim Akdim Liyam HaKnisa. So the Kfarim now going to back up one day. And Ve'ayaros Gedolos Umukafes Chom Kfarim B'Yom. Now here, everyone's going to be reading on Friday. Everyone, meaning both the unwalled cities and the walled cities, are going to be reading on Friday. Why aren't the walled cities going to be reading on Shabbos? Meaning that is more date appropriate. However, as we already learned earlier, we saw this back in Sukkah. We saw this in Rosh Hashanah as well, and that is Gzera Darabah, the Chachamim where goes there, that one is not allowed to read the Megillah on a Shabbos for concern that one may end up carrying the Megillah. Shema Yavirah Nadal Amos Bereshos Rabim. So therefore, as a result of that, one is not to read the Megillah on Shabbos. So therefore, in this particular case, the Mukafetz Chama, the walled cities, are going to back it up to Friday. Chalios B'Shabbos. Now let's say Purim falls out on a Shabbos. Now in our fixed calendar, it's not going to happen. Right, the 14th is not going to come out on the Shabbos, but that's with our fixed calendar, prior to the fixing of the calendars. So every day is a possibility for 14th to land on. So now what happens if the 14th lands out on a Shabbos? So, Chal Liyos B'Shabbos Kfarim V'Yaros Gedolos Makdim V'Karm Liyom HaKnisa. So here now we have a Chiddush, and that is that since we're going to back up the Kfarim to Thursday, we're going to back everybody up to Thursday, even the Ayaros, even the unwalled cities, are going to be reading on Thursday, and as far as the walled cities are concerned, well, they're going to read on Sunday, which is the date-appropriate day in which they should be reading. Chalios Achar Shabbos. Now, let's say it falls out on a Sunday. 14th falls out on a Sunday. So, Kfarim Akdim Yom HaKnisa. So, the Kfarim are going to back up to Yom HaKnisa. And here now, we're going to make a really big jump, meaning we're going to be going from Sunday the 14th all the way back to Thursday. And that Thursday now will be the 11th. So we're making a really big jump. And so the Kfar Makdim Liyam HaKnisa Vayaros Gedolos Kfarim Baba Yom. And the unwalled cities are going to be reading on that Sunday. Mukafes Chama Lamachar. And the Mukafes Chama are going to be reading on the Monday. Good. So the Mishnah now has outlined for us what is going to be the reading schedule of the Megillah for three different types of cities: the kfarim, the villages, and the ayarvus gedolos, the big cities, the big unwalled cities, and the mukafas chama, and the walled cities, which are going to be reading on the 15th. And the Mishnah went through with us in every scenario in which the 14th is going to fall out anywhere in the week from Sunday to Shabbos, or happens to be the Mishnah's order is from Monday to Sunday. Okay, but in other words, we covered every day of the week. Okay, so there is a lot that needs to be established, meaning now that we're given the facts, so now that we can make an attempt to try to understand a little bit better, why are walled cities reading on the 15th? Why are unwalled cities reading on the 14th? And why in the world are the villages reading earlier? Good, so these are some basic questions, which the Gemara now is going to explore and explain to us a little bit better. We start with the Gemara. We're on Beis Amud Aleph. We're right at the midpoint of the Amud. So Megillah Nikros be Yud Aleph Minalan. So the Gemara says that the idea that the Megillah is read on the 11th, so why is the Megillah being read on the 11th? Meaning, who says 11th? Open up a Megillah. You're not going to find anywhere where there's an allowance to read the Megillah on the 11th. Where's that coming from? So the Gemara says, Minalan, Kidabin Lamei Melakama. What do you mean, what is that coming from? It's coming from a Mishnah, which we're going to see together later on. And that is, Chachamim Mikilah, Lakfarim, Lios Makim, Liam Makinisa, Kideshi Isapku, Mai Mamazan Lachem, Shebe Krachim. So the Gemara says it's a dispensation given to the villagers. So the villagers are allowed to read earlier. They're allowed to read the Megillah even on an earlier date, earlier than the 14th, in order so that they can provide food and water to their brothers in the cities. Now, we're going to discuss this in more detail later in the Masechta, but basically the idea is that the Chachamim were Mekel for the villagers in which they are, in fact, allowed to read an earlier date. The way Rashi describes it over here, basically here's what's happening. This is what I'm about to present is all Rashi, and I know that there are other Rishonim who are given alternative ways to understand this, but I'm just going to present Rashi as what we normally do here in terms of the Daf Yomi. And that is that the villagers do not have the background, they do not simply have the knowledge in which they could read the Megillah themselves. They need other people to read the Megillah for them. Also, villagers go into town on Mondays and Thursdays. That's a given. Again, it's market day, the courts are open on those days, so they're going to go into the cities on Mondays and Thursdays. Therefore, what's going to happen is that the Monday or Thursday before Purim, meaning if Purim falls out on a Monday or Thursday, they're in town anyway, so while they're in town, they're going to be able to hear the Megillah. But if let's say the 14th falls out on any other day, so for them to go into the village specifically for the Megillah, so that's going to be onerous. Anyway, they're going in early on the preceding Monday or Thursday anyway, so the Chachamim gave a kula for them. And that is that since you're in town anyway on the Monday and Thursday, and since we're pretty close to Purim, so therefore a heter, a special dispensation given to them in which they can hear the Megillah on that day, and they're going to be Yotze with their mitzvah of Kriyas HaMegillah. And that's a dispensation. Now, I know the Gemara also talks about something about them supplying food and water to the brothers on Purim. Stay tuned later in the Masechta. We're going to explain that a little bit better. But the way that I just presented it is really the way Rashi presents it in terms of why it is that the Chachamim gave a heter so that the Bnei HaKfarim can go ahead and hear the Megillah. Good. Excellent question. Okay, good. Good. I forgot who. So someone locally gave shir on that. Anyway, it's an excellent question. And the person who's reading the Megillah, it's not their day to read it. Okay, good. Really excellent question. So the Umazal Achem Shebekrachim. Anan Hachi Ka'amrinan. So the Gemara says, so good. So here is what we are asking, meaning the why we know, meaning the why they're reading early is that it's a special dispensation given to the Bnei HaKfarim. So the Gemara says, Michti, Kulo Anshe Knesses a Gedola Teknihu. What we're really asking is the following. How could they make an earlier day? We know why, but how? Because here's the story. The story is that the mitzvah of Kriyas HaMegillah is a Takanas Chachamim. And we also know that it was put together by Anshe Knesses HaGedola. Anshe Knesses HaGedola is a term that we use to describe the collective of Chachamim and Nevi'im that existed immediately at the beginning of Bayis Sheni. Chage, Zechariah, Malachi, you can add Mordechai, Zerubbabel. So those are all members of Anshe Knesses HaGedola. So they're the ones who were Misakin Purim all together. They were also responsible for the canonization of Tanakh, etc., etc. So we know that they put together the not only the Megillah, but the mitzvah of Megillah. And here's also what we know. Because if, in fact, it's the case that the Anshe Knesses HaGedola were the ones who were instituting to read on the 14th and 15th, and we know that because it says so in the Megillah, so now, Asa Rabbanu Vakre Takanta, the Tekenu Anshe Knesses HaGedola. Now, what are you going to tell me? that some point historically later on, so a later group of rabbis went ahead and said, you know what? We want to add days. We're going to add the 11th, we'll add the 12th, and the 13th. How can that be? You can't do that. Meaning you can't have a later basin come along and add, make an amendment. It doesn't work. In fact, Vatanan, we know, ain basin yachalavato divrei basin chavero, ela im ken gadol mimena b'chachma v'minyan. Here's a basic rule, and that is a later basin can only go ahead and amend and repeal and do any kind of legislation, but only if they're greater b'chachma u'v'minyan, only if they're greater in wisdom and in numbers. Okay, and there's another discussion to be had over here in terms of how to understand these types of metrics. But for our purposes right now, we could say really simple. We're not going to have a later Beis Din that is going to be on the level of Anshei Knesset HaGedola. So if Anshei Knesset HaGedola says to read on the 14th and 15th, and we know that because it says so in the Megillah, so a later Beis Din can come along and say, hey, we want to add some days. It doesn't work that way. So now the question is, not why did the Chachamim give the Heter to the Bnei Kfarim? That we know. That's coming up in a later Mishnah. But how could they do that? That's the question. So Ela Pshita, Kulo Anshei Knesset HaGedola Takino. So the Gemara says, okay, so the only conclusion that we're going to arrive at, and the only plausible conclusion, is going to be that this is part of Takanas Anshei Knesset HaGedola, in which there is an allowance to read anywhere from 11 to 15. Ah, but here's the problem. The problem is that where do we see that? Meaning, we have to say that because there's no alternative. We can't suggest a later Beis Din came along and amended the legislation. That we can't do. So we know that it has to be Anshei Knesset HaGedola. So now the question becomes the following. Show this to me in the Megillah itself. Where in the Megillah do we see any kind of, now it's not written in the Megillah, but at least a remez, an allusion? That's the Gemara's question. So Hecha Remiza. So where am I going to find it encrypted in the Megillah? And so now what we're going to do is we're going to spend a couple minutes together looking for the encryption, the encoding. Where in the Megillah am I going to find at least an allusion to these days? So Amar Rav Shemem Bar Abba, Amar Rav Yochanan. The Gemara now is going to give us two basic approaches, and here we go now with approach number one. So Amar Rav Yochanan, Amar Kol HaKayim, Yimei HaPurim Ha'ila B'Zmanehem. So in the Megillah itself, it says that we are going to be Mekayim these days, B'Zmanehem, in their times. Now the word Zmanehem, so it's a little bit verbose, a little bit. Meaning obviously the Megillah needs to say B'Zmanehem, but the truth of the matter is, it could have said B'Zman, could have said Bizmanam, it says Manehem. So that's an encryption, that's a drasha. So Zmanim Harbe Tikno Lahem. So the Gemara says, okay, so what the Megillah is telling us, again, it's slightly subtle, but what it's suggesting to us is that there are other times. So the Gemara says, really? So Haimi by Lilugufe. So the Gemara says, first of all, you can only do a drasha after Pasha Pshat in the Pasuk. Pasha Pshat in the Pasuk is, Megillah is telling us to read at the appropriate times. So it's a imken lemakra zman. But the Megillah could have written the word zman. My zmanehem, zmanim tuva. So the Gemara says zmanehem is there to teach us that there are other days as well. So vaakatimi baile zmanashozeh lo kizmanashozeh. So the Gemara says, yeah, but I still need it for another drasha, another really basic drasha, which is that if you're reading on the 14th, you are not allowed to read on the 15th. Meaning, if you're living in an unwalled city, you have to read on the 14th. 15th is not an option for you. And if you're living in a walled city, so you must be reading on the 15th, and the 14th is not an option for you. So the Gemara says, Imkein lemakra zmanam, my zmanehem shemam nakulo. So the Gemara says, yeah, but that, if the Megillah wanted to teach us just that point alone, the Megillah could have gotten away with just saying the word zmanam. Zmanehem, the extra yud, the extra hey, now we have the ability to have our drasha. So ema zmanim tuva zmanehem dumya, I'm sorry, period. Ema's manim tuva. The Gemara says, great. So now you have just shown me that there is a drasha to be made in the words manehem, that there are other days in which you can read. Good. Now, why don't we just simply open up the file? In other words, let's say that there are a lot of days in which you can read the Megillah within the month of Adar. So Ema's manim tuva. So the Gemara says, so let's suggest now it's really a lot of days. So the Gemara says, manehem dumya dizmanam. Mazmanam tre af zmanehem tre. So the Gemara says, well, you know, the drasha can't exceed the basic requirement in the Megillah. Meaning in the Megillah itself, it says there are two viable days in which you can read the Megillah, and we have a drasha that allows for more days, but the more days that are learned out through the drasha simply can't exceed the actual Megillah itself. Megillah gives us two, so the drasha only allows for two more days. Now, ve'ema, hopefully it's bothering you at this point in time. Well, we have added three additional days. So ve'ema trace of etzleisar, we'll come back to that in just a moment. So the Gemara says, why don't we suggest that the reading should be done, those additional days should be on the 12th and 13th. So the Gemara says, no, kedam rav Shmuel bar Yitzchak, yigimel zman ki'ila lakolhi, v'lo tzarech liribuyei. So the Gemara says, no, the 13th doesn't need a drasha because it's zman ki'ila. It's a time of assembling. What does the Gemara mean by that? That it's a time of assembling. So there are a couple of basic pshatim, and then there's a chiddush of Rabbeinu Tam. A couple of basic pshatim is zman ki'ila means that that's simply the time that we all assembled at the time of the Megillah, meaning at the time of the Megillah. So what was the day of the 13th? That was the day that we fought the war. And so since it was the day that we fought the war, since it's a day that is clearly part of the Nes of Purim, although admittedly, it's the time we're fighting. That's not the time that we're celebrating, right? It was a one-day war, and then we ended up winning, and we celebrated on the day in which we rested, i.e. the next day, the 14th. But the 13th, since it's obviously part of it, it doesn't require a ribui. Okay, that's a simple way to say pshat in what the Gemara means by zman kehila, although even within the simple pshat, it still begs the question, meaning if it's not a day in which the Megillah tells us that we're allowed to celebrate, so how can we just automatically assume, therefore, that it's a day that's available for the reading of the Megillah? It's not a day in which we rested. Okay, but still, at least we're saying something. Rabbeinu Tam at this point in the Gemara, all right, we just discussed in the afternoon kolo. So we just discussed this at length. So Rabbeinu Tam says that the Gemara over here is making reference to not the time of Purim, but to all future years. And what happens in future years? So in future years that we have a fast day. On the day prior to Purim, we have Tanis Esther. Okay. I guess it's the coincidence of the opening of the Masechta Megillah occurring on a fast day. Today happens to be Esther B'Teves. But anyway, but it is a, the Gemara over here is making reference to the fast day of what we call Tanis Esther. Okay. Just not to belabor this point, but it's a really important point, but the Tanis Esther is not mentioned in Gan Shas, meaning we went through already a couple of Masechtas and Moed that spent time with the other fast days, including today's Asar B'Teves, but there's no mention in all of Shas, neither in Mishnayos, neither in the Gemara. There's no mention of reference to Megillah, to Tanis Esther, the fact that we fast a day prior to Purim. It is a really old minhag. The Rishonim already acknowledged this minhag of fasting the day prior, but you're not going to see it in the Gemara. You're not going to see it in the Mishnah and the Gemara. Rabbeinu Tam is of the position that the Gemara over here, right here, when the Gemara's words of Zman Ki'ila is a reference to Tanis Esther. Okay, much more to discuss about this, but not for now. In the meantime, however, the Gemara is just simply saying the 13th doesn't need a drasha because it's Zman Ki'ila. Velot Sarach L'Ribuye. So, Hachanam, you give Zman Ki'ila L'Cholhi, Velot Sarach L'Ribuye. Okay, fine. So, at this point in time now, we know that there are two additional days that are going to be added in terms of when we can read the Megillah. And the Gemara's suggestion of 12th and 13th, the Gemara rejects only because the 13th doesn't need a ribui because the 13th is Zman Ki'ila. So now we have 2 days to add. It's not going to be the 12th and 13th. So the Gemara says, wait 1 second. Why don't we add the day 16 and 17? Next question of the Gemara. Ve'ema shivsar v'shivsar v'lo ya'avor k'siv. The Gemara says, no, it can't be. Because the Megillah says v'lo ya'avor. Lo yavor understood in this context. Now, admittedly, if you look at the pasuk inside, it's not the context within the pasuk, but nevertheless, we have a drasha. Lo yavor tells us that I can't read the Megillah at a later point in time, meaning the 15th is going to be the last available day in Adar to read the Megillah. So now I have 2 days to add. It can't be later than the 15th, and the 13th doesn't need a ribui. Okay, so it gets us to the 11th and 12th. So now that gets us to the encryption of days numbers 11 and 12. 13th is Zman Ki'ila, that's another day that's available, coupled with 14th and 15th, which is actually stated in the Megillah. All that was approach number one. Again, the question is, Heicha Remiza, where do we see the allusion in the Megillah to these extra days? Okay, so we just went through one approach. The Gemara is now going to go through a second approach. Rav Shmuel bar Nachmini Amar Amakra, Kayamim Asher Nachu Bahem Ayudim. So the Chaf, Kayamim, like these days. Yamim, Kayamim, L'Rabbos Yudal V'Yud Beis. So that tells us that there is an additional set of days in which you could read, it's Kayamim. So the Gemara says, Ve'ema, now at this point in time, I'm really going to race through because the Gemara is going to go through the same back and forth as we did in the first approach. So Ve'ema, trace of Etzleisar, how about the 12th and 13th? So Amar Rav Shem, Reisar, Gimel, Zman Ki'ila, Cholhi, V'lo Tzarech L'Ribuyei, because the 13th is Zman Kehila. The Emeshitz of a Shivsar, why don't we suggest it's the 16th and 17th? The Lo Yavor, because it says Lo Yavor. Okay, so what we have now are two different approaches of where do we tease out the extra days that are available to read the Megillah, the 11th and the 12th and the 13th. So we have two approaches. The Gemara now is going to do what it classically does. Why doesn't each approach like the other approach? So Rabbi Shimon bar Nachman my tam lo amar mi bizmanehem zman zmanam zmanem lo mashmalei. So the Gemara says that the second approach didn't appreciate the first approach because lo mashmalei, he just simply did not think that that word zmanehem is available for the drasha. He just simply didn't see it in those words, in that word. Rabbi Shimon bar Abba my tam lo amar mi chayamim. And why didn't the first approach appreciate the second approach? So Amalecha Hula Darusu Dechsevi says no, because Kayamim is telling us that you're going to be reading the Megillah not only on these days, meaning on the actual days that they occur, but for all future generations as well. Kayamim, for all future generations, we are now almost 2,500 years after the event, and still we're reading it as if it occurred, right, as they occurred. Okay, so that's the Kayamim. So good. So what we have right now so far in the Gemara is the establishment of the days in which you read the Megillah. The Megillah itself tells us the 14th and 15th. There are additional days that are that one is allowed to read for the Kfarim, a dispensation given to the Kfarim. The Gemara established where do we find these days within the Megillah itself, because you cannot suggest that the extra days were added by a later Beis Din, because Ein Beis Din Yachol, later Beis Din simply cannot go ahead and add, unless they're bigger b'chachma of the minyan. So therefore, we have to assume that all this is in the Megillah itself. Where do I find it in the Megillah? So we had two pathways in which we could learn it from the Megillah itself. Next part of the Gemara. The Gemara continues along this discussion. Amar Rabba Bar Bachanan Rav Yochanan Zu Divrei Rabbi Akiva Stimasa. This position that we just learned together, that there are other days in which you could read the Megillah, 11th, 12th, and 13th, that's the Shita of Rabbi Akiva according to Rav Yochanan. He calls him Rabbi Kiva Stim Asa. What does that adjective mean? Rashi offers two pshatim over here. The second pshat in Rashi, really interesting, is that he's called Rabbi Kiva Stim Asa because if you look carefully at the students of Rabbi Kiva, so you'll notice that the anonymous authorship of Tanaitic works is all ascribed to the students of Rabbi Kiva. Stam Mishnah, ke Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir happens to be a student of Rabbi Kiva. Rashi gives a couple of other examples. Stam Tosefta is Rabbi Nechemia, and Stam Sifra is Rabbi Yehuda. So in other words, anonymous authorship of Tanaitic works is all attributed to students of Rabbi Akiva. Okay, that's the second pshat. Rashi also offers a first pshat as well. Anyway, the point now in the Gemara is that our Mishnah is going like Rabbi Akiva, according to Rabbi Yochanan. The Darsh Man Zmanem Zmanem. Ava Chachamim Omrim Ein Kornoso Ela Bizmana. But the Chachamim disagree. The Chachamim say no. In other words, they reject the drasha altogether. And therefore, for them, for the Chachamim, there are only two available days to read the Megillah, the 14th and 15th, and that's it. Meaning, the Chachamim simply reject everything we saw in the Mishnah vis-a-vis the allowance to read the Megillah at an earlier date. Meisvei Amar Rav Yehuda, the Gemara challenges based on a Braisa. Braisa reads that according to Rav Yehuda, Mesam Izman, Sheha Shanim Kitiknam V'Yisrael Shuryim Alad Masam. When is this true? When is what true? When can I read the Megillah earlier? That's when the Jewish people are on their land and we're autonomous. Ava bizman hazeh hol mistaklim ba, but nowadays we're all over the place and hol mistaklim ba, and we're looking at it. Who are we? What's it? So the way Rashi understands it is that look, nowadays, so we don't have central, we don't have central government, we don't have central autonomy, and now how do we know when Pesach is? So Purim. Purim is going to be the best way to identify when Pesach is. So Mishoel Mistaklim Ba, since we look at it, meaning at Purim, to help us determine when Pesach is, because we know Pesach is the next month, right? And we also know that Adar, generally speaking, is a Chaser. So we basically look at Purim and help us identify when Pesach is. So Ho Mistaklim Ba, Ein Koronoso Ela Bizmana. So therefore, we have to keep the reading of the Megillah at one fixed day. Otherwise, people are going to be so confused. You read the Megillah on the 11th, and now, oh, okay, fine, that's Purim, right? Oh, so that's the 14th. Everyone's going to be so confused. So therefore, when we are in Galus, so you have to be reading on the 14th. Now, Rabbi Yehuda Liba Daman. Now, what just happened over here? So Rabbi Yehuda says is that that there is an allowance to read earlier, but you need the right context. You need the Jewish people to have a centralized government. You have to be in Eretz Yisrael. But once we're in Galus, so now no. So the Gemara says, now Rabbi Yehuda is following who? Well, Rabbi Akiva doesn't make a distinction, meaning Rabbi Akiva, who the Gemara is assuming is the author of our Mishnah, is saying that you're allowed to read 11th, 12th, and 13th, and presumably, whether we are in Eretz Yisrael, whether we're in Galus. And in Isa, so then what's the alternative? That we're going to go like the Chachamim? Well, wait one second. The Chachamim reject the extra days outright. And meanwhile, the Brisa of Rabbi Yehuda is telling us that when we're in Eretz Yisrael, we're allowed to read on these earlier days. So it's not going like the Chachamim. So Tuyufta de Rav Yochanan, Tuyufta. Okay, so the Gemara says that this suggestion of Rav Yochanan, that our Mishnah is only going like Rabbi Akiva, but the Chachamim disagree, so the Brisa that we just learned is not fitting into either position. That's a really difficult position for Rav Yochanan. In fact, it's a refutation of Rav Yochanan. Igadar, the Gemara is going to have a slightly different version of this discussion. Amar Rabba Bar Bachana, Amar Rav Yochanan, Zudev Rabbi Kiva Stimasa, Ava Chachamim Amru, Bizman Hazeh, Hol Mestaklim Ba, Ein Kornasa, Ela Bizmana. So now in the second version, so Rav Yochanan does say that our mission is going like Rabbi Kiva, but the Chachamim who argue, it's not a fundamental argument, meaning they in principle agree that there are extra days in which you can read the Megillah, but only when we have centralized government, only when we're in Eretz Yisrael. Once we're in Galus, so then it all falls apart. Now that's better. Because now the Brisa, which we're going to quote again, is going like the Shita, the Chachamim. The Gemara says, in Kornos Ela Bizmana. Tanya Nami Hachi. Good. And now the Gemara is going to quote the Brisa, and now the Brisa is going to be in line with this Rav Yochanan. So Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Emesah Bizman Shashanim Ketiknam, Yisrael Shurim Al Masam, Ava Bizman Ezeh Homesah Kamba, In Karnaso, Ela Bizmana. And now the Brisa is exactly the way Rav Yochanan reports, the Shita of the Chachamim. Good. Ad Khan, that takes us to the first half of today's daf, in which now we have learned the extra days in which Megillah can be read for the Bnei Kfarim. We learned out the drashas of where these extra days are coming from. And then the statement of Rav Yochanan that not every Tana is in agreement with our Mishnah, and the Chachamim disagree with our Mishnah. And then a question of to what extent the Chachamim disagree with our Mishnah. Is it a fundamental disagreement where the Chachamim altogether just simply are not subscribing to these extra days? Or is it not? It's not fundamental. It's just situational. It's just a question of when we're in Eretz Yisrael versus when we're in Galus. Meaning in Eretz Yisrael, so there are these extra days, but in Galus, no, you can't do it because of the calendar. Because we're looking to Purim in terms of establishing when Pesach is going to be. Good. Rav Ashi Kashile de Rav Yehuda Umukim. So Rav Ashi has a difficulty because he notes a discrepancy between Shitas of Rav Yehuda, what we only know right now, one Rav Yehuda. We're in the moment, we're going to introduce ourselves to the second Rav Yehuda, or the second Brisa quoting Rav Yehuda. They are at odds with one another, and so therefore, the Gemara already telegraphs the answer. The answer is going to be is that he simply changes attribution of one of the Brisas to go like Rav Yosef, Rav Yehuda, and not Rav Yehuda. Okay. And the Umi Amar, that's the Gemara's outline of what's about to happen, and the Gemara's going to fill in the details. Umi Amar, we're on the top of the Amud Beis, we're at the end of the first line. Umi Amar, Rav Yehuda Bizmana Zeh, Homa Saklam Bayin Karno Sala Bizmana, because we just learned a Brisa together that said that according to Rav Yehuda, now that we're in Galus, and now that we're looking for Purim as a marker to tell us when Pesach is going to be, therefore you can only read on the 14th, Rav Yehuda, does Rav Yehuda really subscribe to that? V'riminu. Gemara says, allow me please to challenge. And that is, I'm Rav Yehuda, Masai, Makam Shenichnasim B'Sheni V'Chamishi. It's only going to be true, meaning that you're allowed to read on these earlier days, when we go into town on Monday and Thursday. However, if people do not have this minhag of going into town on Monday and Thursday, so Ein Kornos Ela Bizmana. So you can only read it on the 14th and the 15th. Makom shenichnas b'sheni v'chamisha mi akarinan, afilo bizman hazeh. Which means that as long as we're going into town on Monday and Thursday, you can read the Megillah on these earlier days, even nowadays, meaning even though we're in Galus. Umukim la, so now, we are at odds, meaning the Mishnah and the Braisa, sorry, let me say that better and correctly, the Braisa and the Braisa are giving us disparate views of Rabbi Yehuda. The first Braisa tells us that according to Rabbi Yehuda, Bizman is there, you can't read earlier. The Braisa that we just saw says that according to Rabbi Yehuda, even Bizman is there, you can read earlier, provided that you're simply using the minhag of going into town on Monday and Thursday. So the Gemara says, "Mokum la Braisa, Rav Yosef, Rav Yehuda." And so therefore, what Rav Ashi does as a solution is he just simply changes attribution. To which the Gemara says, "You can do that." Umishem dekashle de Rav Yehuda, de Rav Yehuda, Mokum la Braisa, Rav Yosef, Rav Yehuda. Really? In other words, that's editing. So editing is good, but just because there's this discrepancy, it allows us now to change attribution. So the Gemara says, "Yeah, you and I can't do that. Rav Ashi can." So the Gemara says, Rav Ashi Shmiel de'ika detan leik Rav Yehuda, ve'ika detan leik Rav Yosef, Rav Yehuda. So Rav Ashi heard two different views of the Braisa, meaning that one report of the Braisa is that it was attributed to Rabbi Yehuda, and another report of that same Braisa is that's Rav Yosef, Rav Yehuda. So that now we understood. Now, by putting together the Braises or comparing the Braises one to another, now what he's able to do is he's able to say, I know which one is the correct Nusach. Meaning, but he, because he had variant Nuschaos of the Braisa, so he was in a position to say, that's not the correct Nusach. This is the correct Nusach. Good. So he could do that. Weiter. We are on Beis Amud Beis, about 15 lines from the top. The Amud Krachim Mukafim Choma Miyamos Yeshua Ben Nun Korn Bechamisha Asar Minahani Mili. Okay, the Wall Cities are reading on the 15th. How do I know that Wall Cities are reading on the 15th? Okay, a great observation, which is really what is Gemara is predicated on. In the Megillah itself, it doesn't say super clearly that Wall Cities are reading on the 15th. Okay, and here again, like I said in the beginning of Shir, all right, I'm not going to go through all the Pesukim. I'm assuming that we know the Pesukim, but look at the Pesukim inside. And you will see that it's not totally clear in the Pesukim. We know the Megillah mentions that there's a reading on the 14th and 15th, and we also know that the unwalled cities are reading on the 14th, but the walled cities reading on the 15th, we can learn it inferentially, but it's not beferish in the Pesukim. The Gemara now wants to know Menahan Emili. And also included in the question of the Menahan Emili is how do I know that in order to have a status of a walled city, your wall has to go all the way back to Yehoshua ben Nun. Yehoshua ben Nun was hundreds and hundreds of years before the events of Purim, right? Yehoshua ben Nun is from where we are right now, about 3,300 years ago. Purim is about 2,500 years ago, approximately. And so you're talking about a huge discrepancy of history between Yehoshua and Purim. So why to have a walled city, you have to go all the way back to Yehoshua ben Nun? What's that? So that's also included in the Gemara's question. So the Gemara says like this. Well, the Torah says that the Arei HaPrazim, the unwalled cities, that the so mid the Prazim Barbasar Mukafim Mechamishasar. So the Gemara says good. So what we're going to do now is that we're going to learn it inferentially. If unwalled cities are reading on the 14th. So that just leaves us now to the conclusion that walled cities are reading on the 15th. So the Gemara makes a suggestion, which at first glance, and even at second glance, is kind of amazing. The Gemara says, well, how about this? How about unwalled cities reading on the 14th? How about this? If you live in a walled city, just don't read the Megillah. It's fair to pause at this point in time and just wonder, like this suggestion of the Gemara, like what's happening over here? Now, immediately the Gemara is going to reject it, but even as a Havamina, it's really interesting. So the Gemara says, V'lav Yisrael Ninhu. So the Gemara says, well, they are Jews, they're chayv in the mitzvah, meaning we're assuming that the mitzvah is for everybody, regardless of where you live. And so it's really untenable to suggest, even though the Gemara just did, that they're not going to be reading at all. And V'od Meho Devad Kushksiv. And not only that, but we know that everyone experienced a miracle, right? Those who were scheduled to be terminated were everybody, every Jew from Hodu until Kush, and so therefore everyone's experiencing the miracle. Everyone's assuming to be included in the mitzvah of Halava Hoda and Megillah.
So can you show up as an explanation that people in the Wall City maybe they're less in danger and they're
That's based on a Ramban. Right? Okay. The Ema Prazim Bar Besar, Mukafim Bar Besar, Uvechamesar. So the Gemara says, okay. So scratch that suggestion. Gemara says, how about this? How about an unwalled city is going to read on the 14th? And if you're living in a walled city, maybe you have 2 days to read from. Maybe you'll read from the 14th, or maybe you'll read on the 15th. Meaning maybe that should be the right conclusion. The Gemara says, Ve'ema prazim bar basar. Sorry, I'm rereading. Ve'ema prazim bar basar, merkav bar basar v'chamesar. So kidich sivli, also simus, es yom arbasar l'chodesh adar, the ace yom chamisha asar bo, kechol shana v'shana. So the Gemara says, no, because you clearly have a break in the pasuk. I have a kasav es yom arbasar v'chamisha asar kedekamar. If the bridge for 14th to 15th was just a vav, so then fine. Maybe I can even entertain that. Hasha dixiv ace yom arbasar v'ace yom chamisha asar. Asa ace upasik hani bar basar v'hani b'chamisha asar. So the ace is coming to tell us that no, that there are two distinct and separate days in which they're going to read. Ve'ema prazim bar basar mukafim ibar bar basar ibar b'chamisar. So the Gemara says, okay, but still, I'm going to press a little bit more on this. How about the unwalled cities read on the 14th? And if you're in a walled city, so you're going to read one or the other. Or reading both, I now understand, is not on the table. But why not just suggest that, look, they know you're going to be reading on one day. The Megillah itself never says that they should be reading specifically on the 15th, maybe either the 14th or the 15th. Maybe they have a choice. Amakra bizmanehem. So this is the Gemara. This is what the Gemara was making reference to earlier this morning when it had the drasha of Zman Nehem. Zman Shoseh, lo Zman Shoseh. So that's what we said earlier. The Zman Nehem is coming to tell us that they are in fact mutually exclusive. That if you're living in a walled city, you are not reading the Megillah on the same day as an unwalled city. To which the Gemara says, Ve'ema Betleisar Kishushan. I'm sorry, Ve'ema Betleisar. The Gemara says, okay, how about this? How about they read on the 13th? Meaning, we know that they're not reading on the 14th, right? That we've already established. The Megillah itself never says that they are specifically going to be reading on the 15th of walled cities. So why don't we make a suggestion that just choose another day? And as we already pointed out this morning, the 13th is a pretty intuitive day. Although, again, I say that with the understanding that it's also counterintuitive, because the 13th is when we were fighting the war. And that's not, you know, and the celebration is with victory, not while you're fighting. But still, there's an intuitive nature to the 13th. How about the walled city reads on the 13th? The Gemara says, no, Kishushan. So the Gemara says, no, because they're going to be modeling themselves after Shushan. Shushan is a walled city, and they rested on the 15th. Meaning they fought both on the 13th and on the 14th. They rest on the 15th. So if you're in a walled city, it makes most sense that you're going to be following the prototype of Shushan. So the Gemara says, fine. Ashkechan asiya zechira minalan. So the Gemara says, good. Now I know that they are going to be celebrating Purim, meaning with Seuda. But how do I know also we're talking about Kriyas HaMegillah as well? So minalan amakra v'ayamei ma'ila nizkarim v'na'asim. So the Gemara says, okay, but the pasuk in the Megillah says that both the Zechira and Asiya are to be done together. So on the day that you're reading is going to be on the day that you're celebrating with Seuda is also going to be the day that you're reading as well. Okay. Adkan, that takes us now to the end of this section. We're going to do one more short section for this morning. Again, the Megillah, the Masechta opens up with a really long daf. So I know I'm going quickly. I apologize, but at the same time, however, not interested in falling behind, so we're going to do one more section for this morning. Masis and Deloki Aitana, our Mishnah is not following the following Braisa. Detanya Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha Amar, Krachim Mukafim Choma Miyamos Achash Verishkorn Bechamisha Asar. So Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha says that in order to have a status of a walled city, so you must have a city with a wall that goes back to the time of Achashverosh, okay, which is a huge historical gap from our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says that to have status of walled city, you know, the wall must have been there from the time of Yoshua ben Nun, right? What did I say? About 800 years earlier, approximately? Okay. So my time of Yeshua ben Karcha. So the Gemara says now, the basis of the Shita of Yeshua ben Karcha, what's the Kishushan? So actually, Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha is going to be a lot easier to argue in that the miracle obviously is historically at the time of Purim. And so therefore, in order to have a walled city, doesn't it make sense that the status of a walled city should follow Shushan? Ma Shushan mukefet chama miyamos achashverosh, v'karin bechamisha asar, Actually, it's really easy to argue. The model walled city should be Shushan. So v'tani didan my time. So the Gemara says, now what about our Braisa? Our Braisa, which is saying that a walled city has to go back to Yeshua ben Nun. So what's the basis for our Mishnah? So the Gemara says Yalav Prazi Prazi. So the Gemara says it's Gzeira Shava. Ksiv Hacha Kena Yudim Prazim. Uksiv Hasam Levad Me Area Prazi Harbe Maod Malalam Mukafes Chama Miyamos Yeshua Ben Nun Afkan Mukafes Chama Miyamos Yeshua Ben Nun. So it's Gzeira Shava. Okay, and we're going to hear a lot of this over the course of our Masechta. Meaning, generally speaking, Gzeira Shavas are connecting a pasuk in the Torah to a pasuk in the Torah. Here we're taking a pasuk in the Megillah, connecting it to a pasuk in the Torah. But again, as we're darshing the Megillah, as we're going to be doing over the course of this entire Masechta, just we're all going to get used to it. The Gemara is going to do it on a number of occasions. Bishlam Rav Yeshua Ben Karcha Lo Amar Ketani Didan Delei Slei Prazi Prazi. Rav Yeshua Ben Karcha doesn't have a Gzeira Shava, and you cannot manufacture Gzeira Shava. Gzeira Shava has to be as part of a Masara. Yeshua Ben Karcha didn't have the Masara. Ela Tani Didan My Time Lo Amar Ker Rav Yeshua Ben Karcha. So the Gemara asks a funny question. How come our Mishnah doesn't hold like Rav Yeshua Ben Karcha? So the Gemara says, my time, the Ha'islai Prazi Prazi. And immediately the Gemara reacts to the question. What do you mean? You have a Gzeira Shava. Once you have a Gzeira Shava, you can't ignore the Gzeira Shava. So Hachi Kamar. So the Gemara says, no, allow me please to clarify. El Shushan de Avdin and Kaman. So what about the actual city of Shushan themselves? So lo Kaprazim, below Kamukafim. Meaning, isn't Shushan now a little bit confused? Shushan, the city Shushan, didn't have a wall from the time of Yeshua ben Nun. So the Gemara is assuming that. So for them to be reading on the 15th, but they don't have, from our Mishnah standpoint, a wall city status. So, but meanwhile, now what? Now they should be reading on the 14th, but they're not reading on the 14th. They read on the 15th. So what is Shushan doing? So the Gemara says, Amarav, Avamila Kadish, Shani Shushan, Ho Vanal Sabones. So the Gemara says, nah, but Shushan's different. Shushan, a miracle occurred in Shushan. And so since they had a miracle over there, so therefore it's an exceptional city. Okay. Meaning in principle, they should be reading on the 14th, but since that's the actual nace occurring in that particular city, so therefore they're going to be reading on the 15th, mimicking the actual historical events where they actually rested on the 15th. Okay. We'll pause over here.
But here, this is like Tanaim.
I'm just going to repeat the question just in case people didn't hear. In other words, Gzeira Shava, generally speaking, is a Masorah going back to Moshe Rabbeinu. This is impossible because the Megillah is not going to be written for another 800 years. So how does this operate as a Gzeira Shava? The question's fantastic. I don't have a great answer. But anyway, but it's good. I don't have a wonderful approach. Let's quickly recap our daf today. In today's daf, so we introduce ourselves to the mitzvah of Megillah, the mitzvah of Kriyas and Megillah. And today, our one singular topic, and that is dates. What is the appropriate date to read the Megillah? You open up a Megillah to tell us exactly when it's done, because the Megillah is pretty clear. So the Megillah says to read on the 14th and 15th. And meanwhile, in the Mishnah, we learned that there are other days in which you could read the Megillah. You could read on the 11th, or 12th, and 13th. If you're a Ben Kfar, if you're a villager, so a dispensation is given. So the Gemara bypasses the question of why the dispensation was given to the B'nai Kfarim, because that's going to be explained later in the Masechta. What our Gemara focused on in today's daf is how. How can the Chachamim go ahead and just simply add on days? The mitzvah of Megillah, albeit a mitzvah de Rabbanan, is an institution. It's a din de Rabbanan, legislated by Anshei Knesset HaGedolah. And how can a later Beis Din come along and institute? So the Gemara's conclusion is it wasn't the later Beis Din. It was the actual original Anshei Knesset HaGedolah who taught us that you are allowed to read the Megillah on these earlier days. Where are you going to find it encrypted in the Megillah? So that was a big part of today's Amud Aleph, in which we had two possibilities of where we're going to see these encrypted days in the Megillah itself, either as Manehem or Kayamim, and the Gemara went through the back and forth, why each one doesn't appreciate the other drasha. A discussion on the bottom of the Amud Aleph of today's daf, whether or not we are still allowed to use this dispensation b'zmanazeh, Rav Yehuda says no, and the Gemara goes back and forth in terms of whether or not Rav Yochanan is of the position that our Mishnah is only the Shita of Rabbi Kiva, not the Shita of the Chachamim. How does that all intersect with one another? That was the bottom of the Amud Aleph and the top of the Amud Beis. And finally, Wall City is reading on the 15th. Obvious, right? Not so obvious. because in the Megillah itself, the Megillah only is clear about when unwalled cities are going to read. The Megillah itself never says when walled cities are going to read, but there is a simple deduction can be made in which the Megillah says that there are two options to read the Megillah, either 14th or 15th. We also know that unwalled cities are reading on the 14th, so therefore we deduce that the walled cities read on the 15th. The Gemara entertains a couple of other possibilities, but the Gemara rejects that. And as we know, but the Gemara just simply went through the process, unwalled cities are reading on the 14th, walled cities are reading on the 15th. And finally, in order to have a status of a walled city, so that means that your city had to have had a wall from what point in history? Our Mishnah says from going all the way back to Yoshua ben Nun, the Brice, according to Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha, says from the time of Achashverosh, and the back and forth of where each one cites their source from.